So we are recording. So this is our weekly Thursday team call. Thank you so much for everybody being on. I know it was super last minute. I was getting everything together and coming back from a week of chaos. So I really, really appreciate you guys being on. And like I said, I want to see all your pretty faces. Hey, Laura! So we are so blessed to have such a rock star today talking to us, and she's going to pump you guys up. I had the honor of speaking on her team call. I think it was a little bit over a week ago, and it was awesome, and she's awesome, and she has a great team. And I wanted to kick off the call with a little surprise announcement that Lauren talked about last week a little bit, because it has to do with Laura. Today, Laura Verbich is talking on the call, and her and I and a couple of other top coaches are teaming up for something pretty amazing that we've never done before in our history of this team, and it's pretty exciting and pretty crazy. So there's going to be prizes, there's going to be chaos, it's going to move your business forward more than anything that I could ever think of. It's what moved my business forward when I first started. Again, guys, just make sure that you're all muted if you can, because I can't mute you from my end for whatever reason. So Laura and I are teaming up with Meg Wazinski, Trey Bear, Erin Mullins, who is Fit Rocker Chick on Instagram, Jen Delvaux. Am I missing anybody, Laura? I think I have everybody. Like a slew of top coaches, and then we're going to be talking every week about different topics, and in those weeks we have guest speakers, Anita Myron, Scotty Hobbs, like I'm so excited, Mindy Wender. It's going to be amazing. So that is starting on Monday, September 14th, and it's going to be a four-week training program. So we are thrilled. I'm going to officially announce it in the team group as soon as this is done. And maybe Laura will want to talk about it a little bit more. Laura, you can talk about whatever you want, girl. I totally trust you. I asked her, I was like, what do you want to talk about on the call? She's like, I'll just talk about whatever comes to mind. She's like, I just play it by ear. I just go with the flow. It is what it is. But she'll rock it. She's seriously one of the most motivating people. I listen to her Periscopes almost every day. So if you guys aren't on Periscope, I hope you are. Go follow Laura. She's amazing. So I'm going to unmute her and let her do her thing. And welcome to the call, Laura. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm like, I really don't like to prepare things. I just like to see what inspires me. And it always ends up being okay. So, I truly appreciate you asking me to be on your call. And I'm so glad that you got to speak to my team. They really found it super inspiring, and so did I. So you guys have a really great leader. Very lucky. You're very, very lucky.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll start off just maybe telling you a little bit about me. For those of you who don't know anything about me or my story or who I am or what I do, my name is Laura Verbich. I am a one-star Diamond Beachbody coach. Goal for the end of the year is six-star, maybe seven. It's in the works. It's going to happen. My team's awesome, but I'm 26 years old. I'm from Montreal, Quebec in Canada. So just like Angie, I'm a Canadian. And I started coaching October 2012, so right when it opened up in here in Canada. And I got introduced to Beachbody by a friend who told me that we should start working out with Insanity to help us lose weight. And I always had disordered eating and body dysmorphia, just like lots of eating issues and body image issues my whole life. When I was a kid, I was very overweight. I was 130 pounds when I was 8 years old, and that was pretty scarring. So it was something that I really always have to deal with, even to this day, which is something I find to be part of my story and to be part of what I do as a coach. A lot of my beginning of my coaching career was focused upon getting as ripped as I could get, getting as lean as I could get, and trying to put on a facade of, you know, I'm this fit girl who's like loves working out and I love eating clean and I'm like, check out my abs and all this stuff. But it was really masking who I truly was and like the journey that I had been through in my life that brought me to this point. So as I started working on myself mentally, spiritually, I started to uncover all of the stuff that that I was hiding. And I started to realize, in order for my business to actually go anywhere, because at that point it was not, I needed to be honest with myself and my followers and my people about what I've been through, who I am, and how I'm overcoming it, so that I could really build a business full of authenticity. So, you know, it was tough for me to admit to having an eating disorder and admit to still struggling with it, and admit to sort of everyone that I wasn't perfect and that I was still struggling every day. But I share that now all the time, and I feel like it enables me to connect more genuinely with people, and it enables me to speed up my healing process by helping others in their healing process. So something that's, I think, really important for coaches to understand is that whatever your struggle has been, whatever your struggle is right now, there's no need to be ashamed of that or to be worried that people are going to find you out and that it's going to crash everything. The important thing is to understand that your struggles, your uphill battle sometimes is the thing that's going to, number one, grow your business, and number two, when you admit it, it is going to promote healing. And I think as coaches, a lot of us are drawn to this business because we want to be healed, or we feel like we are supposed to help others heal. Maybe some of us have like a vocation to go out there and heal others. Like, we feel like we are healers. I don't know if anybody understands what I feel. Do you guys sort of like, you get it? Okay, so good. I'm not talking to myself here. Okay. So I feel like we are drawn to this career path because we are healers. And as sensitive people, which most coaches are, all the people that I've spoken to are pretty sensitive to energies and to people's stuff. We have a lot to work on ourselves, just as much as we want to help others. And so something else that I learned throughout this journey and that I keep learning is that the more that I work on me and the more that I heal me and the more that I focus on me, I'm able to give more to others. And I read this amazing quote this morning. I need to find it to you. Find it for you. I feel like it really brings all of this together. It's okay. I don't give because I have. I have because I give. So I don't give because I have. I have because I give. And I feel like at the beginning of my journey back in 2012, even up until mid-2014, I felt like I had to have in order to give to people. So I felt like I needed to, not had to have, I needed to give because I had things. So I felt like I had to give and give and give so I could receive, receive, receive. But it's the other way around. We have to fill ourselves up with motivation. We have to fill ourselves up with our own love in order to give that to other people. Does that make sense? So, you know, like I said, back in the beginning of my coaching career, I was really focused on my body and how I looked, because I thought that's what people wanted from me. I was getting a great response when I would post pictures of my body. I would get great response when I told people how many calories I was eating, what my macros looked like. And, you know, that was something that people wanted from me, but it didn't feel genuine to me because it didn't make me feel healthy or happy. And so I had to really do some soul searching in terms of, like, why isn't my business moving forward? And why aren't I, as a person, feeling fulfilled by this business? Because I sort of felt drained. I felt like every question I was answering was so not what I wanted to be talking about. So I don't know if you guys feel drained or if you feel not in alignment with where you are. But if you do, I want you to know that that's okay. Because as humans, we're always growing, we're always evolving, and we're always learning. So if we understand that we're always learning and growing, then anything that we're going through, anything that we're feeling, positive or negative, is an indication of that growth. And when we feel in misalignment, that's a sign that we need to go and find something to make us feel more aligned with our purpose. And I didn't think that I had to leave coaching to find that. A lot of people might think that. This is not for me. I'm out of here. I'm sure you guys have had coaches who are like, I'm dealing with too much. I'm out. This isn't for me. And while we all have that moment to choose to stay or to go, I think for me, I knew that my path was here in Beachbody, but I needed to forge my own way forward. I couldn't take what other people were doing, and I couldn't take how other people had been successful and try and do that, because that wasn't working for me. I had to find my own unique voice and my own unique way of sharing my Laura-ness with the world, and to make that my Beachbody business. So I opened myself up to truly looking in. So I say this is always where I go to in team calls. I had to really crack myself open and take a look inside and really see what was going on there, because like I said, my business wasn't where I wanted to be, you know, a year and a half in. I didn't have a solid team. My diamond status was super shaky. I wasn't making any money, and the people kept coming in and kept leaving. And I kept having this influx of people who would come in and leave and come in and leave and come in and leave. And I would be like, what am I doing wrong? I'm hitting Success Club, but nobody's staying with me. I'm hitting my numbers, but everybody leaves. So it's just like this constant influx and outflux of people. Nothing was growing. It was sort of just staying stagnant. So I really had to take a good look at me, because I knew that it wasn't what I was doing. It was what I was feeling and what I was thinking. So my biggest tip to everybody ever in life, but especially in this business, is you need to start learning about you, what you want, and how you want this business to look for you. Because there are tons of people who have had success with Beachbody. You can look at all of the top coaches, all of the elite coaches. You look at Angie, you look at me, you look at the leaders in our group, and you say, well, they're doing something right. Let me just see what they're doing and do that too. And while gaining inspiration is wonderful, you can tell by every single successful coach, they have something in common, and that is they're totally different. That is the thing that they have in common. They are totally different from each other. Me and Angie, we're both successful. We're both doing great things. We're both doing the same behaviors, but we are entirely different people. She has her Angie-ness that she keeps discovering, that she keeps honing, that she keeps specifying, and I've got my own Laura-ness that I keep specifying and honing in on and growing and learning from. So instead of comparing yourself to someone else, which is totally and completely useless, start focusing inside. And how do we do that? Well, it's one of the three vital behaviors, the one that's very easily overlooked, the one that's very easily forgotten, and that's personal development. Now, when I say personal development, I don't necessarily mean going back and listening to every single national wake-up call. I don't mean going back and listening to every single team call. While that's wonderful, that's business development. That teaches you how to work your business. That gives you step-by-step what to do, this and that, and that's wonderful. But that is not going to teach you about you. That's going to teach you about growing a business. I'm talking personal development. What does Laura need today? What does Lauren need today? What does Christina need today? What does Jade need today? What do you need today to make yourself feel better, to make you grow, to find your you-ness? Exactly. So I went on a journey inside. I stopped looking outside myself for answers. I stopped looking to my upline to give me the answers that I needed, because she gave me everything that I needed. And, you know, I was doing just great following her tips, but the tip that I always seemed to forget, like when I listened to calls, was personal development, find yourself, law of attraction. Does anybody listen to Mindy Wender? She's like always talking about the law of attraction. And I would hear that and I'd be like, whatever. Like, I get it. Yeah, cool. I'll just do the other tips. But I never gave a second thought to the law of attraction or to working on myself more than I had been. But I knew something had to change. And you know how they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears? I believe that's so true. I believe that when we're ready, we will receive that information that we need to know, whether it's someone talking directly to us, like I'm talking to you, maybe this is a sign. You know, you keep seeing the same book over and over again. You keep hearing the same title of the same movie. You keep hearing the same song, the same words. Something that keeps repeating itself in your life that's like, take a look at this. Now it's time to focus on this. So I started getting these messages, if you will, to really stop with the calorie counting and to stop with the excessive workouts and to stop with the crazy controlling of every aspect of my life and start to just heal, you know? So I listened, finally, and I started to read good books, books about personal growth and spirituality, and I started to expand my myself to not just thinking and talking about fitness, but starting to think and talk about forgiveness and self-love and growth. And that's when my business like exploded. It came from my heart. It was something that I struggled with my whole life. All of my 26 years, I struggled with self-love, self-confidence, forgiveness of myself and other people. And so talking about it and learning about it really blew up because it was coming from such a genuine place. So whatever that is for you, and it could be health and fitness related, but most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's not, and it's weird because we're in a health and fitness based business, but I feel like Beachbody offers us this platform, health and fitness built right in, but we build ourselves on top of that. That's not where it stops. It expands way bigger. So especially when there's people who come to me wanting to, you know, have a business in yoga or have a business in alternative healing or therapy or something, I know that this is the perfect place for all of us healers because Beachbody gives us such a great platform to build us, myself, my business, me, on top of the health and fitness aspect. So I knew I'm just going to trust my judgment and talk about what I want to talk about. And I had trust that being me and talking about self-love and forgiveness and all of this stuff would tie into Beachbody. Some people might look at that and say, how does that even work? I sell challenge packs. I sign up coaches. I have people in my challenge groups, or now I call them community groups because I don't like the word challenge. I don't think life should be a challenge. I have people in my business who are growing this thing. I have people in my business who are running with this thing because I am building it on who I am. So whatever that is for you, I don't know. It's time to do some soul searching, but whoever you are, whatever you're passionate about, whatever struggle you have been through or are going through, that's your business. That's where you're building. Those are the people that you have to help. You don't have to be all everything for everybody. That's exhausting. That's unrealistic and unsustainable. It just is. So stop worrying that by posting the things that you love or by sharing your spirit and your soul or sharing the things that you research about on your own or you think about or you pray about, whether you're religious or spiritual or you're into, I don't know, knitting and cats, that can totally blend in with Beachbody because this is not a one-track mind business. Everybody who succeeds in this business builds their business based on them. So if there's anything that you can get out of this call right now, is I want you to search within, take some time in calming practices, whether that's meditation, yoga, prayer, going for a nature walk, taking a day off. I know that sounds crazy, but take a day off and like take some time for yourself. Take a bath, hang out with your animals. Do something in the next couple of days that brings you back to you so you can say, who am I again? Who am I when I strip away the fear? Who am I when I strip away the pressure to hit Success Club? Who am I when I strip away the pressure to sign up coaches? Who am I at the end of the day? Who am I? This business should not be scary overwhelming, or maddening. It shouldn't make you feel overwhelmed. And while everyday life sometimes is stressful, and business sometimes is stressful, and jobs and relationships and all that other crap is stressful, I think this business should be a sanctuary. And we should make it a sanctuary. We have goals. Yes, we all have goals. I've got my goal of 7-star. I've got my goal of Success Club 10 plus every single month. I've got yada, yada, yada goals. But I don't worry. And therefore, I achieve those goals. I'm not saying it's going to be easy for you to stop worrying. I'm saying it's a process, just like the healing process. But we have to make our goal to stop worrying about our goals and start focusing on the fun again. Because like I said, this business, it has to be a sanctuary. And when it stops feeling that way, you need to take a step back. Don't quit, but take a step back, take a breather, take a walk, or take a nap, and get up and do it again and go back into it with a fresh mindset. If this is something that stresses you out, it's not the business, it's you. It's not the business, it's you. You're stressed. The business is not stressful. You are stressed. There's another quote. They're both from Dr. Wayne Dyer. He said, when you squeeze an orange, what comes out? Orange juice, right? When you squeeze a lemon, what comes out? Lemon juice. So when you squeeze you, when I squeeze you and you're under pressure, what comes out? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Is it stress? That means that inside of you is anger, stress, and frustration. So it's not the business that's full of that. It's you. And I'm not saying that that's bad. Because I still, when I'm under pressure sometimes, I still freak out. That's just human and normal. But understand that you need to heal what's inside in order to squeeze out the good stuff. Yeah? Am I making sense, or am I talking too like, woo, up in the air? Making sense? Okay. Okay. Good. So a great way, I think, like a concrete way, because I can say all these things and you're like, oh, sounds good, but no one's going to do anything. Let me give you some steps to do these things, to heal, to grow, to look within, and to start connecting your business with you. Because Beachbody's here and it's like rocking, all kinds of crazy stuff. And you're here and, you know, you're rocking. You just need to figure it out. And you need to connect the two. Because they're not separate. It's not like me and Beachbody. Here's Beachbody. Let me work on Beachbody. And I'll go and hang out with myself. They've got to be together. They've got to have a very strong bond. I don't know where I end and my business begins. Because when I walk into my business, I'm me. And when I walk out of my business, I'm still me. So every part of me is in Beachbody. And every part of me is in Laura's rest of life. Don't confuse this with all day, every day, I Beachbody, because that's not true. It's all day, every day, I Laura, meaning when I Beachbody, I Laura, you know? Okay, so tips. Start, I don't know what time you guys wake up in the morning. I know a lot of you guys either are full-time moms, you work full-time, you've got crazy, crazy schedules. And I think me and Angie can attest to this. As full-time Beachbody coaches, is your schedule still crazy, Angie? Are you still like, where's my time? Yes. Okay. Where did it go? So this is for everybody. I don't care what your schedule is. You can make this work. It's time to carve out some time for you in the morning. In the morning. And I don't know if you guys have heard of miracle mornings, but yes, but you guys should start them. I said, oh yeah, I'm going to start that one day soon. It sounds awesome. And then I put it off and put it off and put it off. This way of starting my day, putting myself in the right mindset, taking care of me first, filling me up so I have more to give, is the best way to make a successful business, make a successful relationship, be a great mother, father, brother, sister, person at work, assistant manager, whatever you are. It makes you a better you, basically, a more authentic you. So Angie wrote the name of the book here. I'm going to tell you the tips that are given in this book that are very easy for you to do every single day, every single morning. You can get this done in 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours if you want. You can drag it on as long as you want. I probably take about 2 hours in the morning for Miracle Morningness, including my workout. So let me break it down for you. So the acronym is SAVERS, S-A-V-E-R-S, SAVERS, okay? So it's really simple to remember. And you can do these in any order. I don't really particularly do any order, whatever I feel I do. So you wake up, set your alarm a little bit earlier than your workout, let's say, because if you're a workout person in the morning, then you got to do a little bit more stuff in the morning. And trust me, it might feel a little bit sad to wake up early because you're like, damn, I'm already waking up at like 6 or 5, but just take a little bit more time. This is time for you. So a lot of the time we think, you know, sleeping is me time, but sleeping is unconscious time. Like, you're not conscious. So, like, you're not actually doing anything when you sleep. You're recharging, of course. I totally get it. Get your 8 hours. But make sure if you really want to make this life the best life that you can, you've got to take time for you. And the morning is the best time. Let me tell you why before I go into the savers. I've been reading this book. Where is it? Anyways, I've been reading this book from Abraham Hicks. I don't know if any of you guys know who Abraham Hicks is, but you need to check him out. Abraham Hicks talks about the flow of intention and the flow of attraction. Every moment of every day, we are attracting to us what we're feeling and thinking about. Doesn't matter if it's good or if it's bad, whatever you're thinking about, you're getting. So if you're thinking, I have no money to pay my bills, my business isn't growing, my relationship sucks, how do I get out of this? And that's constantly on your mind, you're just attracting more debt, more crap in your relationship, and more shit you don't want. But when you start to think about the good things, I'm making money right now, my income is growing, my business is exciting, my relationships are healing, I love myself, those type of things grow in your experience. So what's really cool is when you're sleeping, your attraction power stops, shuts off, you're unconscious. So you're not projecting anything and nothing's coming to you. So that's why when we wake up, you're like super fresh, in the perfect state to start attracting the things that you want. The perfect state to create a day that is perfect. So that's why we want to do this first thing in the morning, so that as soon as you wake up, you set your day off right and everything flows from there. And every morning that you do this, compounded over time, you become a lot better at attracting and manifesting good thoughts, and then bigger and better things start flowing to you. Make sense? So as soon as you wake up, you got to do this. Do it. Only if you want to there. It's your choice. So savers. So this is what I do personally. I wake up and I turn off my alarm and I'm like, I smile. I make a really big effort to smile. Even if I'm tired, I turn off my alarm and I smile. And I think to myself, what a nice day today. I'm so glad I woke up. It's just so beautiful. And maybe some of you guys are like, oh my God, she's so annoyingly happy. I've been doing this for a while. So it's easier for me to be happy all the time. And it will be for you too, I promise. And when you wake up in the morning, you won't feel cheesy. You'll feel like this is real life. Because you should be happy. There's no reason why you should be unhappy. So you wake up, you smile. And the first S stands for silence. So the first S in savers stands for silence. So silence, whatever that means to you, meditation or prayer. I do both. And I'll alternate. So I'll sit up in bed or come on my couch, which is like my morning sanctuary situation. And I'll sit and I'll pray and I'll do a meditation, you know, 10 minutes, not longer than that. I'm a little impatient when it comes to meditation. So, you know, I'll just focus on what I need. I'll ask for guidance. I'll thank God and the universe for giving me my everything, you know. Focus a lot on my blessings and pray to God, angels, universe, whatever you believe in. Meditate on the fact that all of this good stuff is coming to us and we're very grateful for it. So silence, gratitude, that's what I do. And the A stands for affirmations. So A is affirmations. I'm a big fan of affirmations. And today is affirmations. Yeah, me too. I've got this Louise Hay affirmations calendar. I don't know if this is backwards. Is it backwards? It might be. No, it's good. Okay, so today's affirmation is, I frequently tell myself, I love you and know you are doing the best you can. And every day I peel off a next day and there's a new affirmation for me. So I'll go to my calendar, check out the affirmation for the day, and then I'll go in front of a mirror and talk to myself. It's not crazy, it's necessary. So you go into the mirror and you start talking to yourself. I like to compliment myself oh, you look so beautiful today. Look at you. Your skin is healing, because I've got some pimple situation here. I tell myself every morning, you're healing. You look so beautiful. What a great day today's going to be. You're going to help a lot of people. Look at you. You look so fit. Hey, you're so energized today. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your accomplishments. You rock. That kind of thing. Affirmations, I like to talk to myself. Some people might like to talk about their day, talk about their business, talk about their family, whatever. Make it positive and make it present, in the present tense. So not, I will be happy today. I am happy today. Because everything you say, the universe listens to. I will be happy implies that it's never going to happen, right? It's in the future. It's never going to happen. I am is right now and forever and ever. Amen. So silence, affirmations. V is visualization. Visualization. This is a fun one. I like to sit down, or even I can write it down. I like to visualize my goals as if they've already happened. So I'll close my eyes and I picture my life, or I picture my, I like to do this. I picture my online office, December 31st, 7-star diamond coach. I go into my earnings. I see my earnings. They're very high. I see my bank account. It's nice and full. You know, I see my future apartment. It's full of light. It's beautiful. I see my Jeep, which I'm manifesting, you know, that kind of thing. I visualize my life and the direction that I want to go. Visualizing first thing in the morning is wonderful, because you set that off first thing. So throughout the day, you start to see things. Huh, that's the kind of like the car that I want. Or they look really happy. That's the kind of relationship that I want. Or, hey, that's so crazy. That's actually the apartment on this website that I'm actually visualizing. Time to go buy it. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So visualize your goals being accomplished. And the feeling that you should be getting is not a feeling of dread, like, oh my God, that's never going to happen, but it should be a feeling of excitement. And in the morning, when you set off on the right foot with these affirmations and all of that, you will feel excited. The worst thing is when you're in a bad mood and you're like, I'm just going to visualize some good stuff right now. And you're thinking about your bank account, and you try and see the $1 million, but all you see is 1,000 that's in there. And you're like, oh, it's never going to get there. But let me keep thinking about it. That doesn't work. So you have to feel really good when you go into your visualization. So I like to do that after my affirmations and my meditation, so I'm in a good state of mind. So visualize. E in savers is exercise. Most of us already do this every day, hopefully. So exercise. And you guys know, I don't need to tell you what exercise is, but something that we need to remember, especially me, dealing with over-exercising and under-eating in my past, is exercise is not to make me skinny or to make me have really big muscles. Exercise makes me feel good. Exercise gives me energy. Exercise gives me excitement and passion. And exercise is nourishing my body. It's not for any other reason for me other than fun and nourishment and energy and all of that other good stuff. I don't focus on any exercise that's going to give me any specific result. Personally, you could if you want. But for me, that's just an unhealthy habit, and I can't do that. So I focus on things I want to do. If I want to lift one day, I lift. If I want to do yoga, I do yoga. If I want to run, I run. If I don't want to do anything, I don't do anything. You know, if I want to walk, I walk. Whatever. Make sure the exercise makes you feel good and happy and doesn't make you want to die. You know, like, for me, I don't think I'll ever do an Insanity Max 30 workout, personally. I did the first one, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. It doesn't make me feel good, you might love that. I have people on my team who love Insanity, and I'm like, you crazy, but go for it. I'm a turbo girl, so that makes me feel good. Whatever makes you feel good, do it, okay? Exercise. First thing in the morning, it gives you all of that good stuff. It makes you feel so awesome. So do that first thing in the morning. S-A-V-E-R. R is reading. Reading. We're talking personal development. We're talking, I'm not talking business, because for me, if I start business reading in the morning, I get a little anxious, because I'm like, oh, I should be working right now. It's not time to work. It's time for you. So pick up a book about whatever. personal growth, self-love, healing, manifesting, God, whatever that makes you feel good. And read.
Oh, bye. Love you.
My boyfriend just left for work. Okay, so read a good book that makes you feel good. 15 minutes, sometimes I go for half an hour and I'm like, whoa, I gotta get my day started. But something that nourishes you, like rich soul nutrition, like nutrition for your soul. Get on that. And I can give you some suggestions if you want. And then the last letter, yes, in Savers is S, scribing, aka writing. Okay, scribing, writing. Journaling, writing down your affirmations, writing down your visualizations. This is something I need to get better at. But you see, I know I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can every day and I keep learning. So I ain't even mad. But that's something I need to work on. Writing. Writing is like magical. It's magical. It feels so flowy. Like when you get into it and your hand is just moving, you don't even need to think about it. I do something called automatic writing where I just write whatever, like whatever's coming out of me. And it might take a while for you to warm up to it, but try it out. Don't give yourself like an essay format. Like I'm going to start with this. The climax is going to be this. And then the conclusion is going to be this. Like just write whatever feels good, whatever comes out of you. Sometimes it ends up being a prayer. Sometimes it ends up being my visualizations, whatever. Write down what you feel, but don't write any business stuff down. This is not a time for goal setting. There's other times for goal setting, but yeah, focus on this. And I said, this could be done in 15 minutes. You don't have to take more than 3 minutes per letter. You could, if you want, but make it fit your schedule. Make sure that you don't freak out if you don't get this done every day. This isn't something that's supposed to make you feel guilty if you don't do it. Like this isn't a guilt thing. And I think we need to stop with the like guilt trips that we put on ourselves for not doing things. Like today I didn't meditate. Like, oh man, I can't believe it. Like that's just so counterproductive, you know? Like I didn't read my book. Like now my whole day's ruined. Like I still do that too. I still work on it every day, but this is not to make you feel bad. This is to improve upon. So maybe tomorrow start with prayer and writing. Or start with meditation and exercise or whatever and build your way up to it. But don't give yourself such a strict regime because that's the same thing as like giving yourself the strictest meal plan and the strictest workout and the strictest schedule that like you have no leeway and you can't move and you can't spread out and like, you know, smush yourself. You want to be able to smush yourself around and like feel your way into it and do what feels good. So, you know, to conclude, I'm still learning about myself and I'm still learning about what kind of business I want to build and what kind of team I want to build and what kind of person I want to be and where else I want to smush myself because Beachbody is always going to be in my life. I'm always going to build this business and I'm always going to build and grow as I build and grow on myself. But there are other goals I have in life that I don't want to restrict myself to one area. So I'm always learning about myself and I'm always sharing that. So learn and share and don't be discouraged by other people who are doing what you want to do. That's the last thing you want to do is bring in the fear of lack into your life because there is no lack. There is no limited resources. This universe that we're living in, this world that we're living in, is so varied and so abundant, it will never run out of things that you need. And there's a great analogy that Abraham talks about. If every time you think about what you want, you launch a rocket into the universe. And it's going to come back to you. If you keep believing in it and thinking about it and specifying it, it's like the universe is a big unlimited supplied kitchen. There is every single ingredient that you could ever want in this kitchen. And you just put in your order and you wait for it to come to the table. And when it comes, if it's not exactly what you wanted, you can send it back. You could say, you know what? It's not really what I asked for. So can we swap out this for this? And I said, no parsley and I'm a vegetarian. So like take this off the dish and send it back and just keep honing in on what you want because there is an unlimited supply of supplies in that cosmic kitchen. And just because someone else has something that looks similar to what you want doesn't mean you can't have it. And just because no one has, just because your dream might be totally unique and feel totally crazy and huge, kind of like, how is this ever going to happen? No one ever did it, doesn't mean that it can't happen. And when you start to believe and trust, not only that you deserve this kind of beautiful life, but that you can actually consciously create it, people are going to start thinking there's something crazy magical about you. They're going to say, I don't understand. This girl's so lucky. Everything she thinks about and talks about, she gets. Or this guy. Sorry, there's some guys here. There's no guys on my team, so I'm not used to it. This guy or this girl, man, they always get what they want. And I see them keep growing, and I don't understand. They're magical. They're lucky. And you're like, you can have this too, my friend. You just need to believe in it. So I just wanted to tell you that. And I hope that this resonated with you in some way and that it sort of took the pressure off of you, because there's no need for any of this crazy pressure that we put on ourselves. Useless. It's counterproductive. So yeah, does anyone have any questions or want me to expand upon something? I'm looking at the chat box now.
There's a few questions. First, I just want to say something. I get why you're so successful. I've always gotten it, but now I get it. I've always, like, seen it, and I'm like, what's, like, Laura's secret sauce? I'm like, I get it now. I get it. I always say to my team, I'm always like, there's three things that makes successful coaches. There's consistency, which you obviously do. If you follow Laura on social media, she's consistent. And you said with your Miracle Morning and everything, you're consistent. Longevity, and you said that you've been a coach for how long?
Since almost 3 years.
So you didn't quit. You stayed with it. And the last one is belief. And you just talked about that. So you crush it at all three. So that I really feel like there's no secret to being a good coach. It's just stick with it and kick ass. Like, really, that's all it is. But one of the questions was, where did you get your little calendar?
Oh, yes. So this is the Louise Hay. I'll write it down in the chat box too. Louise Hay Daily Affirmations calendar. So this one is from 2015. So you could get this one. It's probably on discount, but she comes out with everyone every year. So that's it.
That's very cool. So I wrote in the chat box, but I want to get one of those. But what I do, cause I was like, I don't know what to have as like an affirmation every day. So I feel like that's such a good idea. And what I did was I just searched apps, and there's a free app that you just literally push on a button and it'll like illuminate. And it's just a different affirmation every day. And it's like Laura said, your affirmation does not need to be, I am going to be a 10-star diamond coach. It can be like, I am beautiful. I am amazing. Like, that's really what it should be. It doesn't have to be about your business all the time. And I like that you said that when you talked about writing, like, you don't have to write down your goals. It can just be about bettering yourself. Like, that's, I feel like we put too much pressure on ourselves sometimes. Like, you shouldn't write about Success Club in those
writings. Please.
Emily just asked an awesome question too. What are your fave three books?
Oh, that's a hard one. Okay, well, the one that I'm reading right now, which is called Ask and It Is Given. So Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. I just wrote it down in the chat box too. Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. I also love The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks, and You Can Heal Your Life from Louise Hay. Heal your life. So if you notice a pattern here, I love Louise Hay and Esther and Jerry Hicks. Anybody who is published by Hay House, so Hay House Publications, they are very, like, they're a spiritually based company, so there's tons of amazing authors that flow through them. So anything from Hay House is, like, my jam.
Love it, love it. Everything that you're talking about kind of reminds you of The Secret. Is that a book that you like? Or?
Yeah, so I first watched The Secret, and then I was like, oh my God. Then I started reading it, but I was like, you know what? I don't necessarily, see, this is the thing. Different words will resonate with different people. So some people don't like the word God. Some people prefer to use the word love. Some people don't like the word universe. They prefer to use God. You know what I mean? So the way that the Secret sort of worked, it's an awesome book, but I prefer the verbiage and language of Esther and Jerry Hicks. That's why I read them. But it's the same thing, man. They talk about law of attraction. It's all the same.
Yeah. I think it was Christina that just wrote this. Yeah, The Magic is another one. So just it's to that point. So that author did like 3 books, and it's literally all the same thing.
Yeah.
She used like love, magic, the universe. Like it really, it's the same thing, just regurgitated. And I think there's a third one that I just bought. Oh, it's right here. Hero, which I haven't read yet, but I think it's going to be the same thing, just with different verbiage. So that's a good point. It's fine, like an author.
Yes.
Because you never know what's going to resonate with you. And like you said, you're going to be seeing different things all the time, and one day there's going to be something that's going to slap you across the face.
Yes.
And really resonate.
Yep.
You are a badass. Love that. That is a good book. So one other thing, it's not really a question, but I just wanted to talk about something that kind of you kind of brought that out in my, I guess you have these things stored in the back of your head, and then like certain things bring them out. And my dad used to tell me this all the time, and I use this philosophy, I guess, with coaching now. And I feel like a lot of coaches get, I guess, discouraged. They compare themselves. And you were talking about this, like with you don't need abs. You don't need to whatever. Like you don't need to have bleach blonde hair. Like it is what it is. And I feel like this is what my dad used to say. Everybody has a pie. Like we each have our own pie, and somebody having like a bigger piece of that is not taking away from your pie. Like everybody has their own pie. So somebody hitting Success Club 100 is not taking away Success Club points from you. So own your own situation and stop frigging comparing yourselves to everybody else. Like somebody that has whatever, like bleach blonde hair and abs, who cares? Like it has nothing to do with your story. You're an original. Yeah. And that's, I feel like what you said was so true. Each coach that does super well in this business is because they're so different from everybody else. Like once they find what makes them super, super different, that's what it is. So stop thinking that because somebody has like a slice of their pie that's bigger than your slice, it doesn't matter. You have a different friggin' pie. So chill out. Like I used to always say that. And it's so true.
It's so true.
Yeah. When you're hearing rank advancements or anything, it has nothing to do with you. You're on your own journey and you're going to crush it. And the longer that you stay in it, stay consistent and have belief, you're good to go, man. Like that's all.
And well, it's exactly what I said too. Like, just because someone else has success doesn't take away the possibility of yours. Like there's not there's not a limited amount of people that need to be helped in this world. There's always people. And if you worry about someone else's people, then for sure, you're not going to find any people. Like, I forget who it was, gave this analogy. Like, you're tending to your garden, which is essentially your business. I love analogies. And you're looking over at someone else's garden, which is like flourishing and like butterflies and like they're harvesting. And you're just busy looking at this person's garden and like wondering why your garden isn't so beautiful and all that. And in the meantime, like bugs and like snakes and like animals are eating all the stuff in your garden, but you're not even looking because you're busy looking at someone else's. So that's what you're doing when you're comparing yourself or looking at what somebody else is doing. You're not paying attention and you're not working to attract and achieve and grow what you're supposed to be growing, which is you and your stuff. So when you stop worrying about other people, you have the time to work on what you want. And like they say, worrying is praying for something that you don't want. That's true, because you think you're putting so much attention on your lack of Success Club, your lack of things, that's all you're getting. But when you focus on growing your things and working towards your goal, that's what you'll get. So you get what your attention is focused upon. And when you truly realize that, you'll stop beating yourself up about everything that you have done wrong or everything that you haven't achieved. You'll throw that out the window. You'll let that shit go. And you'll start focusing on the things that you actually want. And you'll start to achieve them. And then you'll be like, oh, it was this easy.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was this easy, but it is.
I totally agree. As soon as I stop trying to be every coach in each body and trying to like take and trying to be a little bit of Chalene Johnson and once I stopped that and I just owned who I was, I felt like everybody on the team, when I look at the team now, I'm like, we are so similar and it's scary. And I'm seeing certain leaders on the team now, their teams are like miniature versions of them. Like when they recruit them, I'm like, oh my gosh, they recruited a twin. You attract who you are like. You attract like-minded people. And the more that you're just genuinely yourself and unapologetically yourself,
recruiting
and challenge groups and everything else becomes that much easier because people are just genuinely attracted to you. And they are, I always say this too, people's BS meter is very sensitive. So if you're trying to be something you're not, man, people can read that a mile away. If you're just trying to sell a challenge pack, people can read that. But if you're trying to change a life, they know that too. So let that shine through. And the only way that you can do that is just better yourself.
Yeah.
So you're not going to recruit or gain a challenger that is any better than you in terms of personal development. So the more that you develop yourself personally, the higher caliber of people you're going to have on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely noticed that in the growth of the team.
Yeah.
Or that I've kind of... No, you're good. I want to hear what you're saying.
Okay. Because also, if you're full of fear and doubt and, you know, if you're not living to your highest potential, those people that you're attracting are going to be full of fear and doubt and not believing in their potential. So of course you're getting no's up the wazoo all the time. And of course you're getting people quitting because that's what's inside of you, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, absolutely. Sorry. I'm trying to hydrate as much as I possibly can.
I know.
yeah. I got a round kicked out of me, but I'm good. I will be back to my workouts. But I really loved everything you said just was so perfect. And I saw a few people saying, like, I really needed this. I really needed to hear this.
Yeah, I saw that. So I'm really glad that this resonated with you guys. And
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, like, this is exactly what I needed. You're speaking to me. So good.
Yeah.
That's why I don't prepare.
This was probably a huge wake-up call for a lot of people, and I love that. So if you guys have any other questions, now is the time to ask them. And if not, I can relay the questions back to Laura. And of course, if you want more of this girl, we are going to be doing our 4-week training starting on Monday. And I'm so freaking excited. Laura, you were muted earlier. Do you have anything to say about the training that you wanted to touch on? If it's cool, I just wanted to give you the option.
Not necessarily. I just think that, I think that trainings like this are really cool because like you get to hear from everybody. Everybody is so different so that you get to hear different points of view, different tips and tricks and stuff. And
yeah.
I think the energy of our leadership really meshes well together. So I think it's just going to be very magical.
Yeah. And I love that we're from different kind of teams, I guess you would say. So Laura is personally sponsored by Janelle. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we have the same upline, but we're all on different teams. So we've definitely kind of had our own way of trainings, I guess you could say, and our own, I don't know, journey into coaching and what's made us rock out in certain areas. So we're all kind of going to share that. And we're going to touch on recruiting, challenge groups, like literally all the big questions that we kind of struggle with is what we're going to talk about. And the whole theme is basically bossing up, like stepping up and being a CEO of your business and how to crush it. So I'm thrilled. Like I'm beyond. And we're going to talk about all the details in the group after this, but Laura, I will relay any questions that people have back to you.
I think I saw someone raise their hand though. Xtina, Jerry, whoever that is. Did you have a question? No?
No.
Oh, you were just like, Duffy? Okay. Okay. I thought you guys had a question.
Love that. Okay. So this was absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much. I am like forever indebted to you. This was awesome. I feel like everybody's super pumped up. Lauren says, love y'all. No, Laura says, love y'all. Lauren says, thanks, girl, you rock. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I'll unmute you guys so you can say thank you to Laura yourself. Okay, you guys are ready?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Bye, guys.